Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, June 11th, 2025 edition of the SANS Internet Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and this episode brought to you by the SANS.edu Bachelor's Degree Program in Applied Cybersecurity is recorded in Jacksonville, Florida. Well, of course, today we have to start with Microsoft Patch Tuesday. Microsoft released a little bit lighter, I would say, than average Patch Tuesday, with 67 vulnerabilities being patched, 10 vulnerabilities being rated critical, and then one being already exploited and one being disclosed before today. There was actually one of these 67 vulnerabilities that had already been patched, announced by Microsoft before today. But anyway, so let's take a look at some noteworthy vulnerabilities here. The first one, of course, the one that's already being exploited. This is a WebDAV vulnerability. If you're not familiar with WebDAV, it's an extension to HTTP. It is essentially allowing you to use a web server, kind of like a remote file system, SharePoint, and systems like this. I have also seen this sometimes being used, for example, to manage files on a web server. Not necessarily the greatest idea, but certainly has been used like this. When I first saw WebDAV, I was a little bit afraid that this is something like an IIS or the server component here. However, this is in the client component. In order to exploit this, you have to trick the client to actually connect to a particular WebDAV resource. Well, this is not necessarily that crazy difficult. The really interesting part here, and sort of a little bit of difficult part here, is that this vulnerability is in one of these leftover components from Internet Explorer. So even if you don't use Internet Explorer, you still have scripting engine, you have MSHTML running on your system that's sort of left behind from Internet Explorer. These libraries are still being used, and that's where the vulnerability comes to play here. So in order to patch this vulnerability, you must apply the IE cumulative update, the Internet Explorer cumulative update. So in this particular, if you're sort of more selective in what patches you apply, you have to be a little bit careful with this. The already known but not exploited vulnerability is just the privilege escalation vulnerability in the Windows SMB client. Yes, it can get you to system privileges, but Microsoft actually considers exploitation less likely for this vulnerability. And yes, the victim here has to connect to a malicious SMB server. Next, a couple critical vulnerabilities that are, I think, noteworthy. First of all, there's an unauthenticated remote code execution vulnerability in the remote desktop service. I think that's the third month in a row or so where we have these timing vulnerabilities. And they're difficult to exploit. That's why Microsoft thinks that it's less likely that we'll see an exploit for this vulnerability. I don't think there was one for the prior similar vulnerabilities. But RDP, of course, always a big target. However, usually the exploit attempts are really just brute forcing. Now, the second interesting critical vulnerability that we have here is a problem in Microsoft's cryptographic service, so basically the library that implements a lot of cryptographic protocols like TLS. And there's apparently sort of some use of a free vulnerability or such that allows arbitrary code execution. Again, Microsoft suggests that exploitation is less likely. That's a highly complex exploit if it should ever materialize. However, given the ubiquity of this library and basically where potentially everything TLS could be affected, I definitely would keep an eye out for this one to see if there is an exploit materializing for it. This could become a huge deal, but we really don't know enough at this point to adequately sort of give advice whether you should that patch now or such. I would definitely not put it in the patch now category for now. Follow your standard patch procedures on this. And then interesting one here, but also boring one. Yes, many of the critical vulnerabilities in this update affect Microsoft Office. It's a little bit unusual to see critical vulnerabilities in Microsoft Office. Because usually Microsoft does not rate an Office vulnerability as critical if they require you to open a document. Well, in this case, you get code execution just by previewing the document. So this makes them critical. Anyway, as I said, I don't see any vulnerability here that I would call a patch now vulnerability. Patch them, you know, according to your standard procedure. Hopefully before next Patch Tuesday in July. Well, at Patch Tuesday, of course, we also got patches from other companies, not just from Microsoft. For example, Adobe delivered patches for 7 of its products. The ones I always look for is Adobe Commerce and Adobe Acrobat Reader. Both of them have vulnerabilities patched this month for Adobe Commerce. So one of them is actually a remote code execution vulnerability via reflective cross-site scripting. The issue here, however, is that all the vulnerabilities in Adobe Commerce that are being patched this month require authentication for exploitation, which of course makes them a little bit less likely to be an issue. For the Acrobat Reader vulnerabilities, on the other hand, while there are a number of code execution vulnerabilities, all of these different memory management vulnerabilities that we're used to in Adobe Acrobat, and of course, there is a very good probability that exploitation will happen for them, sort of given past history. And well, that's pretty much it for today. Couple other updates from SAP, Ivanti, Fortinet, and the like. None of them really being so super critical to waste a lot of time on right now. But as usual, be aware there are always some additional updates that sneak in on Patch Tuesday. That's it for today. Thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.